On this edition of WBOI's Field Notes, the Journal-Gazette's Victoria Jacobson joins us to talk about volleyball player Madison Skimmerhorn, reactions to the Snyder Stadium proposal, and what's coming up on the 4th of July weekend. We'll also close out with some quick notes from around the Hoosier State. Happy Independence Day! This is Field Notes. Thank you for spending some time with us. I'm Zach Bernard, and we're joined by Journal-Gazette sports reporter Victoria Jacobson. Thank you for being here.
Good to be here.
Madison Skimmerhorn has carved out a successful career in volleyball following her time at West Noble High School and Purdue. As soon as she graduated college last fall, she was drafted by the Vegas Thrill in the inaugural Pro Volleyball Federation draft. Now it looks like she's making her way back home. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the Pro Volleyball Federation is going to be adding a couple new teams in its second season coming up in 2025. The Indy Ignite is one of those teams. They'll be based in Fishers, and they'll be playing there. And Maddie is one of the players who they have announced that they announced this past weekend. Of the 10 players that they announced as signed, six had previous ties to Indiana. Either they're from here and went to high school here, or attended IU or Purdue, or coached at a college here in Indiana.
You spent some time with Skimmerhorn in town a few days before that signing was announced. What was she doing in Fort Wayne?
So she was here for a libero clinic, really going over some of the skills, breaking it all down for players who play that position. And she talked about how she spent a lot of time at the Sport One Parkview Field House when she was a high school student. So it was nice to come back and work with some of the players who aren't that much younger than her in the same place where she learned so much.
Snyder High School is getting closer to having a stadium of its own. Last week, the Fort Wayne Community Schools Board unanimously advanced a funding package that would dedicate $30 million towards that effort. Importantly, no tax increase is expected to fund the project. The district will utilize general bonds instead. What were some of the reactions that you've picked up about the project?
I talked to Snyder football coach Kurt Tittman the other day, and he talked about on a recent alumni event, all of the alums were so excited. They all wanted to talk about it. They wanted to discuss what is it going to look like, what's the design, all of that fun stuff. But he also talked about the students, obviously the players who are freshmen and sophomores at Snyder right now are really excited because they might get the chance to actually play in this stadium. Just in general, it's exciting for the entire student body. It's not just going to be used for football. It's going to be there for soccer and track, and all sorts of different events that different student organizations can use it for.
It's the 4th of July, which falls on a Thursday this year, so an extended weekend is underway already for many folks. What do they have to look forward to locally on the sports front?
So even though the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year, that doesn't change the plans for the Tin Caps. As usual, they're hosting on the 4th of July. That tends to be, if not the biggest game of the year, one of the very, very biggest games of the year in terms of attendance. And so you have that to look forward to.
The Olympic swimming trials at Lucas Oil Stadium concluded Saturday, June 23rd. And now the big pool Fort Wayne was promised made its voyage home over the weekend. The parts were unloaded Monday outside of an engineering building on Freeman Street. It will eventually be the centerpiece of a new $50 million swimming facility in Fort Wayne. Have you gotten to see the pool yet? And if not, do you plan on seeing the pool?
Well, only on TV so far. I haven't seen it here in Fort Wayne, but I'm really excited to. I've, again, talked to many swimmers here. This is the case in so many towns across the country, but we have a lot of swimmers, a lot of pool-based activities. There's only so many pools. It's so great to have another place where we can have swim lessons, meets, practices, all of that.
Yeah, we're going to try and get out there and follow along with it ourselves. Victoria Jacobson covers sports for the Journal-Gazette. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
Let's take a look at what's going on around Indiana. As Victoria mentioned, the Tin Caps do have a home slate against the Lansing Lugnuts, but only through Saturday. Then they'll travel to Midland for a series against the Great Lakes Loons. Caitlin Clark led all players in fan voting and will be suiting up for her first WNBA All-Star game in Phoenix on July 20th. Fever teammate Aaliyah Boston received the second most votes. Kelsey Mitchell was also voted in, giving the Fever their most All-Stars in a single season in franchise history. This will be the second time Boston and Mitchell have each made the team. Asia Wilson, Breonna Stewart, and Angel Reese rounded out the top five in voting. Reese and Clark will join forces as teammates for the All-Star game. That's going to be appointment viewing. Reese was also named the WNBA's Rookie of the Month for June. The Fever are currently 8-13 on the year. Saturday, they'll host Stewart and the WNBA best New York Liberty with a 1 p.m. matinee. Then on Wednesday, the Washington Mystics visit Indy with a somewhat odd 12 p.m. weekday tip-off. NBA free agency opened on Sunday, and the usual big flash of signings within the first 48 hours gives us a glimpse of what the league may look like next season. In addition to extending Pascal Siakam to a max contract several weeks ago, the Pacers secured role player Obi Toppin for 4 years at $60 million. They've also signed former Warriors number 2 pick James Wiseman to a 2-year deal. Meanwhile, old friend Paul George becomes a foe, returning to the East on a 4-year max contract to join Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey on the 76ers, reaffirming Philadelphia as another threat in the conference. Pacers' second-round draft picks Tristan Newton and Enrique Freeman were announced as part of the 2K Summer League roster, which also includes the team's 2023 top pick Jairus Walker. And you'll also be able to watch Purdue star Zach Edey with the Memphis Grizzlies during the Summer League. Cody Taylor of Yahoo Sports reported Monday he's withdrawn himself from consideration for Canada's national team to become better acclimated with his new teammates in Memphis. The 2K Summer League starts on July 12th in Las Vegas. That's all for Field Notes this week. Field Notes releases every Thursday. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts or hear segments from it at 7:44 a.m. and 4:44 p.m. on 89.1. See you next week. I'm Zach Bernard.
Production for Field Notes is provided by Brittany Smith. Music for Field Notes is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. You can support this podcast anytime at wboi.org/donate. You and I are listening to WBOI.